Upcoming Turkish elections send believers to their knees. Despite hopeful news in Darfur, humanitarian needs are building. And there's a help wanted sign for a ministry aiding the Navajo Nation. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. This Sunday, Turkey, still in the early days of democracy, goes to the polls. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver.
The general election is not to elect the president, but it is to elect the members of parliament, 550 of them. And then once that new government is constituted, then they in turn will elect the president.
The land is of huge strategic importance to the European Union, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. There are underlying tensions over which way Turkey's new government will go. Rodehaver says,
the prayer here is that the country will not head towards becoming an Islamic state. There has been some tensions because of that and fears that might have been some sort of secret agenda in the original parliament here in their choosing of a president.
Recent events indicating anti-Christian sentiment is rising is just one more reason their team and other believers need prayer support. Meanwhile, World Vision International's Rose Kimu paints a grim picture of the crisis in Darfur. Despite hopeful news of a solution to the water wars in Sudan, at least three displacement camps in South Darfur are completely full, but the number of people fleeing the violence in the region continues to rise. World Vision's had to increase its food distribution sites and expand the work in several camps. Pray for them as the team, acting as the hands and feet of Christ, is stretched thinner yet. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anju is a girl in India who's completed all three of Mission India's study programs. She's just a teenager and already is helping to plant two churches. Dave Stravers is with the Grand Rapids, Michigan-based agency and says the programs helped her overcome a difficult childhood.
So here you have a story of a self-conscious elementary school dropout who thought she was good for nothing. And suddenly now, through these programs, finds herself through the loving attention of Christian mentors, being herself a leader, not only of children, but adults.
Straver says stories like this are happening all over India. Reaching children is the key to helping India, but women find their voice from these programs as well.
They will say, I did not know I was a human being until I learned to read. Many women, especially in the untouchable classes, are told you're not fully human and therefore are mistreated.
Pray that God will continue to rise up followers like Anju to shepherd their own people or send a child a Bible study for just a dollar. Meanwhile, Bible Pathway Ministries is helping a ministry working on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona. The Widow's Mite Mission asked Bible Pathway for resources. The team responded by assembling a shipment, but has been unable to send it due to skyrocketing shipping costs. Bible Pathway's Al Jocelyn.
We're looking for some company or an individual that would be willing to pick up materials here at our Murfreesboro, Tennessee location and take them to the Flagstaff, Arizona area. These materials include Navajo language Bibles and English Bibles and materials that are needed for building up the saints there.
So what happens if the monies don't come in? Jocelyn says,
we're going to ask the Lord to provide that, and we're believing for that, but if we don't, we're going to try to make the arrangements financially here to get that accomplished. It would be quite expensive for normal trucking. There are two pallet loads, but we will get them there, and I know the Lord's going to help us do that.
And the expense of backpacks and school supplies are a luxury that some families across the U.S. simply cannot afford. That's why City Team Ministries wants to fill at least 2,000 new backpacks with school supplies for children in Delaware Valley. City Team works with local schools to determine what supplies are needed. The backpacks are then distributed at a community festival hosted by City Team to get the kids excited about school. They desperately need sponsors to make it happen. Go to our website if you can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devon Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devon Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.